This is Dispatches from the Frontline, readings from the diary of Sister Nan Ray, who served for four grueling years on the front line of the battlefields of World War I, read by Geraldine Cook Daffner.
October 1914. Another very early start. So much still to be done. Yet, at 9 a.m, wounded began to arrive. That day, we took in 300. There was no time to be tired. We were still only 28 sisters and 8 medical men, and our orderlies were not trained Royal Army Medical Corps men, but they were wonderful. About 200 yards north of the hotel is a strange-looking building, built right on the top of the concrete breakwater that runs along the coast at that point. It is the Marine Laboratory, belonging to the Paris University, and students live there while studying. There are underground concrete tanks, where specimens are kept alive in the seawater, that can easily be flooded when the sluices are open. That building became the Sisters' Mess. During that time, I was in charge of the operating theatre, or rather theatres, as a second one was built in 1916. Death Notice. Weekly Times, Victoria, Saturday, 2nd of September, 1916. Page 9. The Social Circle. Young officer killed. Lieutenant A.D. Onslow, 4th Royal Warwickshire Regiment, has been killed in action. Fiancé of Sister Nan Ray. In July 1916, the Australian Voluntary Hospital ceased to exist. It was taken over by the Imperial Government and became No. 32 Stationary Hospital, British Expeditionary Forces. I and 4 others were asked to stay on and were transferred to the Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service Reserve. And though my uniform was different, I continued to do the same work, still being in charge of the theatres. A new regular army matron, Miss Congleton, Royal Red Cross, First Class, took charge, and the whole personnel was greatly changed. New officers, new sisters, and for the first time, some untrained women, VADs, Voluntary Aid Detachment. They were very fine, and always what they lacked in actual experience, they made up for in general knowledge, culture, and a splendid sense of responsibility, and a real thirst for finding out how to do things effectively. I shall always regard it as a great honour that I was chosen to lecture to a class of about 30 of them during that winter. They were so quick and keen, and always so kind.
Thank you for listening to Dispatches from the Frontline. This project was directed by Naomi Edwards, read by Geraldine Cook Daffner. Original music and sound design by Zoltan Fecho, with producing support from Tristan Meacham and voice editing by Alex Daffner. The creative team gratefully acknowledges the support of the Victorian Government through the Community Support Fund and Public Record Office Victoria, and Creative Victoria with Regional Arts Victoria through the Sustaining Creative Workers Initiative, supported by all the Queen's Men. We would like to thank the Selman family, and in particular Meg Selman, for allowing us to use Nan Ray's diary.